Felicity Sha, you were so right. Mr. Kunaka, he... sis, man, he put his hand on my thigh and he says I have to go to dinner with him on Friday and he says being a secretary comes with requirements.
Calm down, listen.
I will not calm down. What am I going to do?
Listen, keep your voice down. Do you want to get us both in trouble? What are you going to do? What are you talking about? There's nothing you can do.
But...
Please, Tari. He's the most important manager here. What are you going to do? Report him. Good luck. You'll just be fired. He's never had a secretary who hasn't been in his small house.
But I thought... But I studied so hard. And this could not get over it.
Listen, that's real life, Tari. I had to do it once.
Huh?
With the guy who was here before. I got through it. It's just how it is. For me, for you, and for the girls who come after you.
But Felicity...
What?
Sha, I don't think it has to be like that. Not forever. I mean, things change. In the past, girls weren't even allowed to go to school. Now they are there, or to work, and now we are here. Once upon a time, Ian Smith was the Prime Minister, you know. Not anymore. Please...
Well, you could, I guess, go and see the Human Resources Department. I don't know what they'll say, but I heard Rudo saying the other day that some NGO was there doing something on women. You can try.
I will. I will try it.
Tari.
Yes?
My dear, I think you'll lose your job for it. Are you sure? Jobs are few.
Let me try. Not just for me, but for the girls who will come after me. I will call them now.
Tariro is taking charge. To find out what happens next, press 4.
All characters appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.